Welcome back to the Gen Z Outdoor Podcast with your hosts, Lane Simpson and Cody Vull. This podcast is brought to you by some awesome brands that are including Dabbler Supply, Team Outdoor Supplements, Hex Cam USA, Prime One Camo, and Outdoor Pro Gear. How are you doing today, Cody?
I'm doing okay. I got sick last week, so I've been kind of recovering. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. So I guess we'll get straight into it. So what are some of our upcoming hunts we have, like some within a month or two?
Well, we're going up turkey hunting here soon when the season opens. We have a couple acres that we're going to go hunt. We've heard from one of our friends that owns the place that there's a bunch of turkeys that are on the property, so that should be fun. And then here soon we should have some fishing trips coming up. My cabin, the lake that it's on, opens up soon, so we should be headed up there.
Yeah, and we also have like spring bear and maybe some coyotes, and I guess we'll do some shed hunting as well.
Yep, that should be a big one that we're going to do is shed hunting. So
I know that we haven't really had any turkey hunts in the past, but do you have, I know you've went once or so, something like that. So what did you do to hunt them when you did?
So the last time I went hunting was a couple years ago, and I wasn't the one hunting. I was just invited along to go on the hunt. And one of my friends had a turkey tag, and so basically he was using a 20-gauge shotgun, or it might have been 12, and we were basically walking around just mouth calling him.
Nice. Well, I know you didn't get to draw the spring bear tag, but I did. Are you thinking about going up with me on the spring tags to look up for sheds and all that?
I'm hoping so. It'll ultimately depend on what my schedule's like, because my sister started softball this year, so my parents want me to go support her too, so.
Nice.
We'll see when the time comes.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll kind of get into, since turkey season is like our big season besides bear, what weapons are we going to be using, do you think?
So the guy asked us if we would only use bows on his place just because it's not that big of a property and he's got his house on his property. So he asked us to use bows, and I just bought a new compound that I'm planning on using, which is a Razor Edge by Bowtech. And then I'm shooting some Bloodline arrows out of it. So that will be the one that I use. And then how about you?
Well, I still am kind of undecided. I might just use my traditional bow. It's a Galaxy traditional bow, and I'm shooting some Aftermath arrows, but I'm kind of leaning towards my compound since I've shot that a lot longer and I can get out there and poke them pretty well, and I'm shooting some Eastons out of it, so.
Cool. And then I know that I have the way that I'm thinking of hunting them, but how are you thinking of hunting them?
Well, I have no real clue, but I'll probably just do some spot and stalks. I like just doing it that way, but depending on how we're doing, I might just do whatever you do, so. But I'd like to do spot and stalks.
Yeah, that was one of the big ones that I was considering, is we find the one that we want, and then we'll spot and stalk it. The other way is just sitting and calling them in a three-quarter blind that just covers, like, your body, and then wait to call them in.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll kind of get into, since I know they have really good eyesight, what kind of camo do you think you'll use?
As of this point, I don't know. I'm going out to scout out the property here in a couple days or weeks before the season. So I'm going to see what it looks like out there, what camo would probably be best, what I shouldn't do, what I should do, and just find out where they like to gather. So.
Nice. Well, I guess we'll kind of get in more depth on our gear that we'll probably be using, like binoculars, yeah. If you'll use binoculars, if you won't, and all that.
Yeah, I think that I'm probably going to take my Vortex Diamondback 10x42s just as something in case we do see something a little ways out and we don't know. Because here in Oregon, the turkey is required to have a beard on it for you to shoot it. And so we want to verify that it has that before we shoot. So, and then I don't know if I'm going to take a rangefinder or not. Most likely you'll have yours out there, which is a lot better than the one that I have, so I might ask you if he can range it for me.
Yeah. I know we didn't get into depth when we were talking about the hunt, but since you have a little bit more experience on, like, calling and stuff, I'll probably be the first shooter, right?
Yeah, I was planning on hopefully setting you up with a turkey that you can shoot, just because I've been able to see, or I'm not trying to sound cocky, but, like, I've hunted turkeys before, but not hunted them. I've been along on hunts, so I kind of have a basic understanding of how to hunt them, and I know that you're not a huge bird hunter, so.
Yeah, I kind of stick to the bigger animals.
The bigger game mammals.
Yeah, if that's what you want to call them.
So, yeah, that should be the plan. And then we have... you have your spring bear hunt coming up, so, and where'd you put in for?
I just put in for a central unit in Oregon.
Cool. And what's the parameters of that hunt?
What do you mean parameters?
Like, what you can shoot, what you can't shoot, when you can shoot, when you can't.
Well, it's just the same as any other tag you can, well, not any other tag, but I can only shoot, I can shoot a boar and then a sow with a year older cubs. So, yeah, I guess that's
cool.
Pretty much it about that.
Cool, and are you going to archery hunt that, rifle hunt?
Definitely going to rifle hunt. You don't see enough bears in Oregon to archery hunt them. Yeah. At least where we are. And, like, upper Deschutes and stuff like that. So, you don't really see enough bears to be able to archery hunt them. And you can't bait them in, so that's really a downfall.
Yeah. Are you going to, like, try and call them, or are you going to just walk, or what?
Well, you can't call them in with a electronic call. I think you can call them in with a mouth call, which I might try doing. I have to look in the rule books.
Cool.
So, what kind of call do you think you'll use for turkeys? Or if you're going to get one at all?
Probably going to use either mouth reeds or a scratch. I've had more experience using mouth reeds, so that'll probably be where I go. But, yeah.
Nice. I'll definitely want to try to spot and stalk them since I can shoot them at a pretty good distance. I think that would be a pretty good idea. Depending on the terrain and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll kind of get into what we have in store for the future, I guess, with like our hat line coming out soon and all that.
I guess if you want to get into that, because you were the one handling that part of it, you can.
Yeah, so we're going to come out with, I think it is like 6 or so different colors and hat styles. We're going to come out with like the just regular snapback with multicam and black. And then we're coming out with flat bill. Oh, no. With the snapback, we're going to do orange with gray on the front with our logo and multicam with black on the back. And then we're going to have some like flat bills, snapback as well, multicam, and black multicam. And we're also coming with our snapbacks. We're going to have a female style with pink back and gray front, which I think it looks pretty cool. And we're going to have limited amount of flex fit hats, but yeah, we should have a lot of those coming out, so.
Yeah, definitely keep checking on the website. It should be up here in a little bit as soon as we get those in stock, so.
Yeah, we'll have, in about a week or so, we'll have, well, even this week, we'll probably get them. My dad's going over for work, and he'll be hopefully picking them up. So, yeah. We'll obviously let you know when they come out on our Instagram, so. What else do you want to talk about, I guess?
I know you're not big into fishing, but we can start talking about that since that's coming up soon.
Yeah, well, it's not that I'm not big into fishing. Me and my dad would just rather go look for sheds and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I like fishing when you have the opportunity, but what ways do you fish, and are we going to fish up in your cabin?
So, up in my cabin, we have a 15-foot well-craft boat that we can use. So, we'll probably leave at 5 in the morning each morning, and we'll go out and probably troll for trout. And then in the afternoon, we can go out for mackinaw, which are the bigger fish up in my cabin. And then during the day, if we have nothing better to do, we can always go down to a creek that's near there where you can fly fish, and they bite left and right. So,
well, I remember, like, last year we caught a ton of crawdads, and we made, like, a macaroni crawdad, like, dish, and we'll probably do that again this year, hopefully.
Yeah, up there, up near the shore, it's super shallow, so you can just walk in and pull out crawdads, or if you feel like it, you can go a little bit deeper and start, like, diving down for them. So,
yeah, and that's what I did. Or we put, like, traps up overnight and all that and catch them that way.
Yeah, and then at the end, when we have a whole bunch, then we'll make some meal with them or something.
And we'll definitely have some YouTube videos coming out of catching cooks.
Yeah.
And we'll start up our YouTube channel probably this week sometime. It just depends on what we're doing this weekend. I think we were planning on going on a little camping trip, but not for sure yet.
Yeah. I hope that I can get over this cold by then so that I can go, because this has not been a fun past week.
Yeah. So, I guess, do you have any, I know you're just getting archery. I've been shooting archery for a couple years now, but do you have any, like, advice on people getting into, like, what they should buy, what they shouldn't buy if they're getting into archery?
Ask someone who knows what they're doing. That's my biggest piece of advice, is ask someone who knows what they're doing for help and advice, because I don't know enough about it that I don't want to say something that's incorrect. So just ask someone who knows what they're doing. And then I guess if you're trying to get better, just keep shooting it. You know, every time you get a chance, just go out and shoot more, just because that'll ultimately make you better as long as you're shooting with the right style.
Yeah, if I don't know exactly how to say it, but if you're starting now, I wouldn't go buy the new Hoyt or something. I would buy a semi-cheaper bow so you can get used to it. And if you don't like it, you don't have to, you know, pay $1,000 to buy a bow and then end up not liking it. I'd buy maybe I don't remember the exact website, but you can buy a cheaper bow for like $400 and it comes with arrows, new string and all this, but it's a used bow, but it's gonna probably fit you better than a new Hoyt, since if you never shot bows or just getting into it.
Yeah, and then if you find that you like it and you get good at it, then you go out and buy something that's worth the money, because, you know, if you end up enjoying archery, then you can get the newest bow that comes out the next year and start just using that thing as much as possible.
Yeah, it's just all practice. Like, many people can go out with a gun and shoot 100 yards pretty consistently, but bow, you can't just go out and shoot 100 yards consistently, because almost no one can shoot that unless they practice for years. Like, I, my max shooting with, like I'll say, like, 7-inch groups is probably 70 to 80 yards, and I've been shooting for, like, 3-4 years.
Yeah. And then another thing, if you do buy a cheaper bow, kind of like what my dad did when he was first getting into hunting, he bought a cheaper gun that he just to see if he liked hunting, and he bought that 6 or 7 years ago, and that's a gun that he's used for every season just because it he likes it.
Well, and I know that the technology in archery had changed at a max in the last 10 years, 10%. The technology, which isn't a lot. Like, I know people that have shot, like, for, well, their whole life, but in the last 15 years, shoot better with a bow 15 years ago than they shoot now. So, I guess I would say you don't need the newest bow to be good. I have a bow that isn't crazy old. It's a Bowtech Insanity CPX. Well, it's not, it's like 4-year-old bow, but it shoots great. I can shoot 3-4-inch groups at 60 yards, which is pretty good, in my opinion. At least my skill level, it's pretty good.
Yeah, you don't need something that's claimed to be crazy accurate. It ultimately depends on you and how good you are. You could have the cheapest bow and be the best shot. You could have the most expensive and not be able to hit the target that much. So just practice shooting.
Mm-hmm. And what else do you want to get into?
I don't know. We've been running out of stuff to talk about these past couple days, so.
Yeah. So I know I have a podcast with one of my friends here in a couple weeks. So stay tuned for that. And I guess that should be it. Thanks for listening and tuning in. What do you guys say, Cody?
Go out and hunt more, I guess. You know, just get out there. It's starting to get nicer and nicer each day, so start hunting.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, guys.